Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now let's talk to the man in the bow tie, D. Orlando Ledbetter. D, a lot of Falcon fans upset about Matt Bryan, a reliable kicker, a guy doing his job, but they saved $2.8 million to move on from Matt Bryan in 19.
Yeah, no question about it. That's a spot where you could get younger at and cheaper. You know, paying a kicker, that type of money is a luxury that they don't have anymore. They got to get some money to the position players, you know, namely Grady Jarrett, Julio Jones, the new guards and the new cornerbacks, to improve this football team overall. So, not surprised that Matt Bryant was let go.
Hey, D-Led, you just said the guards and the cornerbacks and everything. Are you talking about maybe a draft pick or maybe possibly going out in free agency to go get some?
They got to get some. They don't matter where they get them from, Randy. They, if they got some money, then maybe they can go get them in free agency. But I think this money is more for Julio, Grady, Bruce Irvin. They've said they're not spending in free agency. He talked to us down at the Super Bowl and said that wasn't they didn't have to make any necessarily bold moves in free agency. So, that's not what they're doing it for.
All right, we also learned today, and this is after we heard from Robert Alford yesterday, he's also out. And now we find out, Brooks Reed tweets it out. Don't have confirmation from the Falcons, but Brooks Reed's saying that he's being let go. $15 million in change and now helping out your cap space. Now the Falcons, are we getting to a point where Falcon fans should feel good about the ability to go do some of those things, or is it still going to be really tight?
No, it's still tight, Mike. That puts you right at 40. You were starting at 25, and we figured out way before this started happening that they can get to 40 pretty quick. But, and they can go higher by doing a couple other things. You know, they can get Big Beasley down by doing a long-term deal and spreading it out. There's a couple other moves they can make to get it up higher. But that's money that, they either got to use now on, Julio and Grady and, Bruce Irvin or somebody like that, or the guards. You got Keanu and Ricardo. You got all these guys on the defense coming up in the next couple of years. So, they're in a bad way salary cap wise. Not where they're over the cap, but not where they're going to be able to build a team of a lot of free agencies over the next few years. Once you give the quarterback $150 million, you kind of know you got to get some young talent in here, and they got to be good.
D-Led, go back to the offensive line. You got Fusco. Dan Quinn came in saying he's comfortable with the center and the left tackle right now. You talk about Fusco that got in last year, Schrader, a young player that has digressed. Do you see both of them guys being gone, or maybe just one of them?
No, just one. Fusco will be back. Okay. Given he can make it back from the ankle, and I think because of salary cap thing, you got to try to salvage something from Schrader. I mean, can he put it back together? Can he play guard? He's got NFL experience. You developed him the whole way.
Right.
And, you weren't planning on getting rid of him 2 years into a three-year contract. So I could see a deal where you bring him back, give him an offseason, clear his head, and see if he can get back to the level he was playing at before this season.
And that's the thing, D. I think a lot of Falcon fans look at Vic and you say, we've seen a 15.5 sack season, but then if you watch Vic and you're watching him during the game and in the flow, does he impact the pass rush? I mean, if you surrounded Vic Beasley with better talent on another team, are you going to see him get back to double-digit sacks?
Yeah, I don't know that because, we only saw it once. Abraham was getting his 10 sacks right away with New York right off the bat, and he did it over, his whole career wherever he was. So, even flipping sides at times. So a real pass rusher, true pass rusher, has some consistency to it. And, he can definitely come around the edge, and he's fast. he's in that mode of, you know, they want them to be like Freeney and Mathis in Indianapolis. But, you know, they were always playing with a lead, so those guys right. can go at it, not even be worried about the run up there. So the Falcons' offense has got to help Vic Beasley and the pass rush out, too, by getting leads. That's where all the money is. So, you know, they need to perform at that their Pelé level.
D-Lab, it's a long time for the draft, and we'll break this down for months and weeks to come. When you look at the Falcons and the holes that they have offensively and defensively on the line, that is, where do you think their first priority will be?
Yeah, I was working on that today, Randy. Just you know, preliminarily with the Super Bowl out of the way, I think they you know, I got them going D-line, O-line, cornerback right now, just because. You know, the scheme they play, you really can't find, you know, Quentin Nelson with the 14th pick. You know, mm-hmm. you're right. not going to find that. So you'll do a little bit better on the defensive side of the ball and kind of picking out your guy in the second round. And so then you got to find another guard somewhere. So, you know, do you bring LeVitre back and hopefully he gets healthy? You know, Fusco might make it back from his ankle, so you might be okay. But he's still 30. That worries me some. But they've got to pull some players out of somewhere this year. And if they're not spending any money in free agency, then it's going to be the draft.
Talking about the Falcons, guys, Matt Bryant to cut today, and we believe Brooks Reed as well, in addition to Robert Alford. D-Led with us here from the AJC.
D-Led, with the release of Robert Alford, I'm assuming that they're looking at Isaiah Oliver to step in at that number two corner position. Is there any chance that we were kicking this around about moving KZ over there? You know, he was a defensive player of the year in his conference in college at the cornerback position.
Coach Dan said that KZ, given with the safeties coming back, would go to nickel.
Okay.
You can go back and look at that in the press, in the season presser. He's saying KZ's a nickel back. You can't wait to see him down there. And so that, you know, there's a competition between him and Poole, who got victimized at times last season. So he's a little too small for what they want to do at the outside corner spot. And you know, Randy, they've been trying to get rid of him since they got yeah. here, since they drafted Jalen Collins in the second round. Right. And then, you know, that didn't work out. And they had to go back into the draft this year and draft, you know, Isaiah Oliver in the second round. You know, he's 6'1", 210. You know, Jalen was 6'2", 203. You know, he was looking for the bigger corner. And now they, you know, cleared the path for that.
It is our man, D. Orlando Ledbetter. One thing, D, as we talk about the Falcons, you know, we already covered Julio's contract. I mean, Grady Jarrett, were they ever close to getting a deal done before this season was over? A lot of rumors about, you know, do they already have something out there? Or, I mean, we talked about this, and there's never going to be a hometown discount. This is Grady's one chance to make a monster deal. But are we talking Fletcher Cox numbers?
You know, I don't think so. I'm looking at the defensive end market, you know, Donald's 15, they're saying Grady's at 15.5. Todd's not going to, France's agent's not going to give you a discount, you know, but I got problems with 15, but you know, it's not my money, but you know, 10 would be good. I mean, you know, 5 years, 10, that's a good deal right there, but. You know, the market is such that you know, he might, you know, be underselling himself. So I know they want to do the best deal they can. But, you know, the other backdrop to that is, hey, you know, they're not going to let him go to free agency, but then they're not going to stick themselves either with a franchise tag deal.
Well, they've been saying it all offseason so far. He's their number one priority. Mm-hmm. And if it's 15, D-Led, we just all going to be gulping around here because
they might have. Drinks and the dinner's on Grady.
Hey, God bless Grady if he can get 15. But that's what they're saying the market value is. But, you know, that seems a little bit high because he doesn't get the sack that Donald gets. He got 20.5 sacks. He makes the penetration, he's a good player. He's one of the better players on the team. But I don't try to count nobody else's money and hope they get whatever they can.
Amen to that, brother. All right, real quick before we let you go, certainly we could argue that maybe Ryan Schrader could be the next domino to fall. Though, if there was one more guy to go here, that would be a starter that at least started for much of last season that would be cut.
Yeah, I think so. That would be the next one up on the list. You know, we did the stay or go thing and kind of went down the roster, so I thought about who we thought should stay or go. And so far, we 3 for 3.
Well, D, we'll keep listening, brother. If something breaks, when news breaks, catch D, man, right there on his Twitter feed as well. D-Led, appreciate the time, big man.
Appreciate it, D.
Hey, all right, Randy Mac and Mike, take care. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.